19-22. It is Friday. Looking forward to a disconnected weekend, for sure. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform.
Yep.
And all glory be to God Almighty. It's not hyperbolic. This is not an overstatement. The globalist elites want you dead and will drone strike you. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Why?
Instead of hanging by the end of a noose. All right. Enough of that. Take your seats, please. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is August 19th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Michael Hayden headed the Central Intelligence Agency from 2006 through 2009, serving President George W. Bush, as well as President Obama. Before that, President Clinton appointed Hayden to the head of the NSA, the National Security Agency. So he's been a senior spy and intelligence official for presidents of both parties. During his time with the NSA, Michael Hayden kicked off the illegal, unconstitutional, mass warrantless surveillance of Americans, you and I. As head of the CIA, Hayden defended the use of torture to extract information from detainees. He also oversaw the expansion of the American drone war in foreign countries. Hayden argued that he should be allowed to bomb vehicles purely based on an analysis of how cars were driving, without any other evidence that the people inside the car were actually involved with terrorist activity. No, you could probably guess how good our intelligence services were at guessing whether a car was driving in a terrorist-like way. An analysis of the drone strikes the CIA conducted during Hayden's time in charge found that they killed at least 144 civilians. Overall, at least 27% of those killed by Hayden's drone strikes were civilians, and it might be higher. It's important to note all of this right at the start, because the other day on Twitter, Michael Hayden said this. Reporter Edward Luce of the Financial Times tweeted that, quote, "I've covered extremism and violent ideologies around the world over my career. Have never come across a political force more nihilistic, dangerous, and contemptible than today's Republicans. Nothing close." In response to the tweet, Hayden, the former CIA director, replied, quote, "I agree, and I was the CIA director," unquote. Let's unpack that statement a little. Both of them are saying that they have never seen any political force more dangerous or more contemptible than the Republican Party. Here's a political force that everybody should be familiar with: Hamas. Hamas is a Palestinian political party and won the 2006 Palestinian elections. They're also a terrorist group, which spearheaded the Second Intifada. They conducted dozens of suicide bombings, killing hundreds of people. Or how about the CIA-created ISIS? They ran half of Iraq and Syria for a few years and killed tens of thousands of people under their version of Sharia. The Taliban is a political force too, also CIA created. And we don't just have to mention radical Muslims. The Chinese Communist Party is the most powerful political force in the world. They keep 1/6 of the world's entire population enslaved under their communist ideology that shuts down all religion, all free speech, and all dissent. We could go on. The Saudi royal family executes people who convert to Christianity. There's the Cuban Communist Party, the North Korean regime. No, according to Michael Hayden, the Republican Party is worse than all of them. That means Michael Hayden spent years of his life torturing and executing, via drone, people whose ideology he believes was less extreme than the Republican Party. They're saying it all out in the open, folks. They're laying the groundwork to execute their enemies. And even as they do it, they claim that they're the ones fighting extremism. It's 100% psychological projection. They accuse their opponents of extremism and violence because that's their entire toolkit. And remember, the CIA feels zero hesitation about using underhanded and illegal tactics against people that they deem the enemy.
It's a tough world out there. It reminds me, you would know this, as a bit of an aside, but in terms of how you think about problem sets, when I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment. And so when you deal with these countries, you have to just recognize they're not all the same.
Americans might tolerate this kind of behavior if it really was against a foreign power like China. But it won't be. Because now the CIA is run by the left, and the left doesn't see communist China as the enemy. The only enemies that they care about are their domestic enemies, the American people. Instead of Al-Qaeda, it's Christians. Instead of ISIS, it's conservatives. Instead of the CCP, it's the Republican Party. There's more. A week ago, Hayden endorsed the obviously bogus theory that Mar-a-Lago got raided because President Trump was planning to sell American nuclear secrets to Russia. Of course. Putin, the boogeyman, the bad guy. And then approvingly noted that Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed for that crime 70 years ago. By the way, just a side note, the Rosenbergs actually were guilty of that crime. So naturally, the left at the time was entirely supportive of them, protested their execution, and complained for decades later. It's like clockwork. The left will never support the execution of somebody who actually deserves it, but they will always support the violent death of any person standing in their way. These people are demonic. Dalton Klodfelter hosts The Right Dissident here on the Stu Peters Network, and he joins us now. Dalton, what do you make of all of this?
Well, Stu, I think by identifying that this is a someone who has been a representative of the establishment for so long, someone who was involved in 2006 under Bush, under the Clintons even, under Barack Obama, I think that what we are identifying here is a change of political power within the United States. They are afraid of what is to come in 2024 with President Trump hopefully taking back the reins of power. I think that the American people are now identifying that that political power has been in the hands of demonic people for so long that they are angry. They want a change to occur, and I think that they really mean it this time. When this change happens, there will be vengeance. There will be revenge. We will lock up our political enemies. The real domestic terrorists, the people who have advocated for sexual exploitation of children, the people who have caused foreign wars and sacrificed hundreds of thousands of Americans in the Middle East and in other countries, probably Ukraine, I imagine, in the near future.
The people who have been dragging the dicks of servicemen right through the dirt. How about that? The people who have been experimenting and exposing people to a bioweapon jab that they know is more deadly than any other vaccine combined previously in our history. How about those people? It no longer seems hyperbolic to ask why Tony Fauci is running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere. They know exactly what they're doing to humanity. You mentioned the child pedophilia cabal. What about the bioweapons labs that are funded by taxpayers here in this country, overseen and operated by the CIA and the Pentagon? Why are CIA agents trying to get involved and in touch with the inventor of the mRNA technology on January 4th of 2020 in Wuhan, China? What was going on January 4th of 2020 in Wuhan, China? I mean, we want answers to all of these questions. Do you see this as a setup? When Trump says, yeah, I'm going to run in 2024, do you see this as a way for the intelligence apparatus to actually begin locking us up or killing us?
I believe that this is definitely a call to action in some way. This is their line in the sand. This is the one that we cannot cross or there will be quote unquote political repercussions for our dissident behavior, our opposing views to the establishment. If we do continue to press, there is going to be a reaction from the people in power, not just the left, but the elites, the globalists. I mean, the people at the very top of the New World Order are genuinely threatened by proud Christian conservatives who want to resist everything that they believe in. The Satanism, the globalism, the list goes on. So moving forward, I mean, if we do not secure political power in 2024 and into the midterms, yes, we will be locked up. There will be federal raids on private citizens. People will be persecuted and ostracized from society on the basis of political differences.
We're already seeing it. I mean, where the former president's house is getting raided. We're taking cell phones away from sitting United States congressmen. Everybody who's in Trump's orbit has been either carted off to prison or is being investigated or has been indicted or is before this select committee. And even people who host shows. Steve Bannon has been dragged before this committee. And, you know, you look at, I mean, they're just making examples out of every single dissident. This thing is underway. Who needs to respond to this, Hayden, right now, and how?
Who needs to respond to Hayden? Well, I think generally it is the American people. It is the people that need to call out this behavior. You can do so by tweeting at him. I mean, that's like the most simple way of doing it. You can just proclaim a call to action against the establishment, just address the fact that this is improper, immoral, and disgusting behavior by someone who does have political power and political influence in this country. I think that drawing awareness, sharing this show primarily, expressing the truth and bringing more people to the facts, I think is the best response and the best course of action for right now. Moving forward, it'll probably escalate to something further than that. I'm not entirely sure what that looks like. But right now, we need vengeance. President Donald Trump, if he takes office in 2024, I would hope he raids Michael Hayden's house. I hope that he arrests him for treason.
Well, he's specifically and explicitly, without fogging or blurring or even crowding the line, is saying he would support drone striking Christian Americans that identify as Republicans, if you believe in that construct. Great show, by the way, on the Stu Peters Network. It is very well received, exploding in popularity. The Right Dissident, make sure that you check it out. Dalton Clodfelter, thank you so much for being here to weigh in on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. I've covered extremism and violent ideologies around the world over my career. Have never come across a political force more nihilistic, dangerous, and contemptible than today's Republicans. Nothing close. I agree. And I was the CIA director. Says the man who has killed more innocent civilians than we could care to know or could possibly count. These people are coming for us. And they're telling you. They're coming for us. While they're stealing your freedom and individual liberties, they're also targeting your money. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, hundreds of billions of dollars before it's all over will be sent over to the corrupt country and government of Ukraine. Zelensky hush money, covering for those Pentagon and CIA-operated bioweapons labs, covering for that pedophilia cabal in Ukraine, covering for the global elites that want to take your kids and sell them and traffic them and rape them and drink their blood and kill them. Sacrifice them to Moloch, Hillary Clinton in her emails. And so they're just going to steal your money. So get out of the system before they reset the system to zero and put you on your allowance. Invest in physical gold and silver with GoldCo. Call them right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Viewers and listeners of the Stu Peters Show will get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call and mention the Stu Peters Show, 855-706-GOLD. Again, call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So for months now, professional embalmer Richard Hirschman has been reporting these bizarre blood clots in the bodies that he works with. Richard has described these clots as being fibrous. He says that these fibrous clots are very long, spreading through entire arteries, and have made it very difficult for him to actually do his job preparing a body for burial. Well, Richard's theory is that these unusual clots are related to the so-called vaccine, the dangerous and deadly COVID bioweapon shot. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby has been looking into this story and says that she has a breaking and important update on this. She joins us now. Dr. Jane, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, Stu, this is really huge. This is the culmination of the final chemical analysis conducted by Mike Adams, who people may recognize as otherwise known as the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon TV, who is a national microscopy expert. He's got a nationally certified lab. He was willing to take this on several months ago when we approached him after Mr. Hirschman, the embalmer, just was stonewalled by a number of frontline doctors who just didn't seem to think it was important enough. And so humanity owes a great debt to both Mike Adams and Mr. Hirschman. And so what Mike is breaking, and we're going to talk about this in detail on the Dr. Jane Ruby show immediately following your show tonight, is that he has found conclusively, Stu, that these are not related to blood and that these are not blood clots, in spite of the fact that they always seem to be connected on one end or the other to a blood clot. And so Mr. Hirschman's further theory, because of what he has seen visibly by pulling out hundreds of these from jabbed cadavers, is that it is somehow dependent on the blood. Now, the interesting thing about what Mike Adams found, and I want to share with your viewers now, is that these are these clots appear on spectroscopy and through this process called ICP-MS analysis. They are comprised of metals, Stu, that have no business being in a human body, not even in trace amounts. And so this is very concerning. And also remember that these clots have multiplied in size within the human body. So they are self-assembling. And what Mike has told us, and this is really stunning, is that the metals that are found in these white clots are actually primarily used in electrical conductivity. And remember, when Mike reported on the first level analysis he did 2 months ago, he used microscopy at 1500 times magnification and was actually able to see within this clot material circuitry. In other words, materials that look like wiring that emanated from this. And I want to call your attention to the fact that, you know, that famous clot that Mr. Hirschman had in his hand on the blue glove, which is now still circulating on a billboard in New York City in Times Square, that is the clot, the pieces of that or shavings of it, that is what was the subject of Mike Adams' analysis in the microscopy and in this final chemical analysis. And I want to add, you must watch both segments of my interview, my two-part interview with Mike, because he stunned me in the second segment. He had just finished an analysis on three vials from three separate C-19 bioweapon jab companies that he has not named yet, where he found information, and what he found in those vials is something we've never seen before. So I encourage everyone to make sure you stay with Stu to the end and follow me right into the Dr. Jane Ruby show.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and just guess Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen. Johnson & Johnson.
Those are great guesses. I would guess those.
The novice amateur microscopy hobbyist, I guess, if you will, Matt Taylor, he is off the grid, went to South America. He's in Ecuador and had a vial and decided that he was going to look at it, came on the program and reported that he found self-assembling circuitry. Well, you know, his lack of expertise actually kind of helps in this case because he's like, I'm an electrical engineer, number one. I know what a circuit looks like. This is a circuit. So maybe, you know, this is the metal that we're talking about, but none of these metals You're the medical contributor here on the program, so I'm going to ask you, none of these metals are supposed to be found naturally in a human body?
Well, the metals that he found, for example, in the three vials that he's going to talk about on my show, have no business being in the human body. But also the white clot, getting back to the white clot, what he reveals here in the final analysis is there are elements. For example, iron is super high in the human body because of hemoglobin in our red blood cells. It was very, very low to minuscule in the white clot. See what I'm saying? So when you compare, what he essentially did was he compared certain metallic elements in human blood, live human blood, immediately taken, and then compared it to what was found in this white clot, and they were actually quite opposite. So
what do these findings prove?
They prove that something intentional is happening, Stu. That this is likely, definitely mass maiming. This could be an experiment. They could already know that these are going to self-assemble and grow and fill the blood vessels to take people down in sudden adult death. It's definitely not an accident. I did ask him, this is interesting. I asked him if the materials that he is seeing in these vials and that he found also in some of the clot material, if these could be seen from, say, for example, a manufacturing plant. I'm playing the devil's advocate here a little bit. Could this be just from a contaminated plant? Since we know the FDA is not doing their due diligence, they are obligated to go periodically to these pharmaceutical manufacturing plants to assure purity, cleanliness, minimal to no, contamination. And he said, in all fairness, they could very well be. But my point is, then why aren't the companies defending themselves, Stu? Why aren't they coming forward and saying, "Ooh, listen, we've got to do some PR damage control. Yeah, we had a bad plant," or some excuse. But they have complete legal immunity right now as it stands. They are scot-free. They can run the tables and they are silent. And so is every other pharmaceutical company in the industry, not even calling them out.
Well,
so
what he has discovered in these findings is causing these clots that Richard Hirschman is finding in hundreds of cadavers.
Appears to be so.
Then it's most likely not a bad plant or a contaminated batch, because he's finding them in hundreds of cadavers. What's the likelihood that they all received a shot from the same exact plant or manufacturing facility? Stay tuned for Dr. Jane Ruby's show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on the Stu Peters Network, immediately following this, for that exclusive with Mike Adams on these findings. Wow, absolutely horrific. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So we've been talking a lot about these nootropics brain supplements, the ones that you find at Nootopia.com/Stu Peters, but what the hell do they actually do for you? Well, they get you rocking and rolling, firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. Nobody can pull the wool over your eyes. You're processing information. They increase your focus and your drive and your clarity and your creativity all day long. They give you extra stamina for the gym if you need that aggression on demand. I really like the focused savagery when I'm preparing for this show every single day. Nobody can pull the wool over my eyes or dupe me because I'm processing information at lightning speed. It just takes your brain and makes it the best that it can possibly be. It maximizes your potential. Custom brain supplements just for you. Fill out the personal questionnaire about how you personally process information and deal with life. Be the best mom, the best dad, the best coach, the best husband, the best wife, the best father, the best homeschooler, the best entrepreneur, the best business owner that you can be with these nootropics brain supplements. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout to get free shipping plus 10% off at nootopia.com/StuPeters. Welcome Welcome back. So in the digital age, privacy is basically dead. Most of us have more or less accepted that. Our phones listen to what we say and then prime our web browsers to show us ads for whatever we're talking about, whether they're off or on. Google and Apple track everywhere that we walk and every website that we visit. Let that sink in. But even now, most people probably don't realize just how far-reaching this surveillance actually is. Some of the most popular apps today are those that people use to monitor their personal health. People wear Fitbits and Oura rings, or they use meditation plans from Calm.com. These items and their affiliated programs monitor every last bit of our lives, how much we move when we sleep, how fast our hearts are beating. They can even detect our emotional and psychological state. That's creepy enough, even when that information is going to big tech companies. But what if that information is also being harvested by governments or even international bodies like the World Economic Forum? Suddenly, this just isn't a way to target you with advertisements. It's actually a way to control and enslave you. Dr. Jason Dean is the founder of Brave.com, and he joins us now with more information on this. You got information just 5 minutes ago. How deep does this surveillance actually go?
So I'll give you the kind of the breaking update, Stu, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, so the breaking update, and we have to dive deeper into this, so I can only give so much because I don't want to give out too much and just be wrong on it. But Barack Obama, his aunt or a very close relative, aunt, niece, she actually worked as an executive for Abbott Labs. Abbott Labs, who is also making PCR tests. They're also making, it's called Libra, which is actually a device that measures glucose. And then will go to your cell phone. So they're monitoring glucose for diabetics. But it's interesting that she's tied to that with obviously Barack Obama running his third term right now in the puppet's ear. So this is the deepest stuff. But I'll tell you, it goes really deep, Stu. And I didn't even intend to go down this road, but I'm in natural health. I'm a chiropractor. I work with functional nutrition patients. I deal with people with great chronic diseases, autistic children, et cetera. And the COVID bioweapon came out. We called it what it was. But then they came up with a new label and a new diagnosis. They called it new onset psychosis because people were having hallucinations. They didn't know who they were anymore after getting the vaccine. They did a small little trial on it. And when I looked into this, new onset psychosis is not a diagnosis. It's a label, right? And I went, wait, so what are they going to do? This seems weird because they want to get more and more Americans on psych drugs. I don't know if you know this, Stu, but over 200 million Americans right now are on at least one psych medication.
Unbelievable.
Which is insane. And so when you come up with a new label like new onset psychosis, which really doesn't mean anything because they just made it up out of nowhere like they do with the rest of them. So they're taking that. And I thought, well, what they're going to do COVID with mental health. And obviously they use mental health as this thing in the world. Now, I'm not saying people don't have problems mentally, spiritually, et cetera. But there's a difference between actually that and fixing it and getting help versus the psychiatric way where they're trying to drug everybody. Again, 200 plus million Americans, including many kids. And as I dove into this, I thought about the tech gadgets. Now, I'm in natural health. The Oura Ring has been used by natural health for a long period of time because it actually will give you good data back. And I'll put a disclaimer up. Technology is a neutral thing. I mean, I have a cell phone here. We're on a call here. We're using technology. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. Then I dove into it, and I remember getting the Calm.com app on my phone. And I was just actually checking it out. I didn't want it. I was looking to see what it was. And I went, let me check to see if there's something going on with these apps and maybe the World Economic Forum. Just kind of a thought. And then I literally went down the rabbit hole. I found the World Economic Forum's, I think it's 75 plus paid reports on essentially what they're going to do in the world of mental health and psychiatry and drugs and the Fitbit, the health app on your iWatches, the Oura rings, and far more. And this is how they actually plan on essentially enslaving people, Stu.
So what are they going to do with the information exactly? I mean, they're just going to be Big Brother, basically. You need this neurotoxin. You need that medication. This prescription is for you. And if you don't take it, you're in violation.
Yeah. So Americans have become very good since we've lost our liberty at this point. And the majority of the masses and sheep are still wearing their masks 2 years later, which makes absolutely no sense.
Any liberty that you perceive is fake, by the way. We don't have it. We have a corporate government crime syndicate here. That's representing itself as some sort of a representative republic. The government is fake.
Absolutely. So we're at a point now where they got Americans to bend a knee. We're the last Patriots standing. We're fighting every day, just like you in this show. And you're going to get potentially universal basic income. So if they get you tied to your phone and tied to all your apps, I've been flying the last week and literally everybody is on wireless technology. They have their mic, their watches on, et cetera. When you tie them to this, because they're actually going to start monitoring your calories, what types of food you're eating, your sleep. World Economic Forum already did a sleep study based on 6 billion nights of sleep from Fitbit apps. And those people didn't even know they were being tracked by the World Economic Forum.
And this isn't to make you healthier either, by the way. It's actually the opposite. It's to make you more obese, more addicted, more useless, more lazy, more subservient.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets, I mean, that's sinister enough. Here's where it really goes sinister. In my opinion, as a physician who sees lots of kids, if you really truly want to steal a nation, you grab the kids. The adults will fight, some won't. But if you get the kids, it's over, because then you have the generations. And so what's happening is these apps not only track your sleep, track your eating, et cetera, they're listening to your voice. So they have now taken audio softwares and they've done it so well that it will track if you're sad or you're depressed, or maybe you're sad, you're grieving somebody, a loss of a friend, whatever it may be. They're going to start putting them together. They have the apps behind the screens. I don't have the names of them right now, but they're going to start making it. So, you know, kids are on iPads all day. They're on cell phones all day because mom and dad don't take care of them anymore. They're being babysit by technology. They'll start getting surveys. Do you feel sad? We noticed, you know, your voice sounded upset. You'll start actually picking on that survey how you feel based on your own subjective feelings, nothing objective, no actual test to find out if that's legitimate or not. And then keep in mind, you have Amazons of the world, along with even the Walmarts and everybody else, who are starting to actually build the infrastructure behind the scenes to where they can deliver medications directly to your house. So don't think this isn't all kind of coming together again in their gigantic Orwellian 1984 box, where you get a universal basic income. They tell you to eat crickets all day. Don't eat meat. Don't eat good foods. Watch out. You're not sleeping well. And oh, by the way, you sounded a little sad last night. You might need a psych drug. Don't worry. We're not going to actually do any official diagnostic tests. We're just going to say you don't feel well. They will have total control in a communist Marxist situation, Stu.
Okay. So Dr. Dean, what is the way to stop this train? I mean, it's fastly moving down the tracks. We have kids that sit and watch YouTube all day, anime videos, memes that just relentlessly cycle themselves back and forth to capture the short-term attention of those who have attention problems. And every kid virtually has it because nobody can sit still with the technology. They're directing their app using Alexa, which is listening for your voice all day long. This train is running down the tracks really fast. Is there any way to stop it or to disconnect from it without moving to some organic farm in Ecuador?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. Obviously, great people like you keep obviously doing the shows the way you're doing it. As doctors, I request all doctors, whether you're a medical doctor, natural doctor, doesn't matter. If you have a conscience, stand up. But this is for the families. So the families, the people out there right now who hear this and go, oh my gosh, I can't imagine I wear one of those, my kids on this. It's a responsibility situation. You know, take the cell phone away from your kid. Take the iPad away from your kid. Let's go outside. We need to actually put our hands back on the steering wheel of responsibility.
Grab your glove. Let's play catch.
Yeah, we have to go outside. We have to be responsible at the end of the day. I mean, even if you go for a walk or if you just sit at the dinner table and play a game, it comes back down to personal responsibility and honestly, nuclear family. Mom and dad, get back together, like actually sit down and have dinner again. And this sound, I preach on this. I yell from a rooftop all day long and I actually start getting, you know, angry about it. But we're the ones that gave up our country, Stu. I mean, obviously we're fighting back, but the nation took their hands off the wheel. They don't know what healthcare is anymore. Everyone has a sniffle and a sneeze and they go to the ER for it. We have become such an out of control country. And when we get back to our founding values, get back to God, it's amazing what can actually happen. So all of you out there listening to this, please take a step back and realize what's happening and then put the family back together, start being responsible again.
I said it out loud this morning after today, because I have to have my smartphone. I'm dealing with advertisers and I'm talking to sponsors and you know, I'm talking to Lauren, the executive producer of the program, who's off site working. You know, I mean, So I have to have it, you know, the emails and all these things. I said today out loud, I'm making a commitment tomorrow and Sunday. I'm putting my phone down. I don't care if it dies. I'm shutting it off. I'm putting it away. I don't want anything to do with it. We're going to play catch. We're going to be outside. We're going to, you know, I mean, go for walks, take the dogs. I mean, whatever it is, I'm disconnecting. And I think that everybody should do that. And also, we know about the microwave technology and the frequencies that are being, you know, used to pass through our brains constantly. They're monitoring us. I mean, even when these phones are shut off, they're hearing what you're saying. I mean, let that sink in. It's really scary. We appreciate you bringing all of this to our attention. And as you dig further down the rabbit hole and collect more information when you deem it to be accurate, I hope that you'll come back. Dr. Jason Dean, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu. I appreciate it.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Sleepless nights are a big deal. They will lead you directly to an early grave. Stress and anxiety is prevalent in everyone's lives. Increased depression and low mood. All of these things are killers. But rather than subscribing to another killer, neurotoxins, heavily advertised sleep medications and aids and prescription pills and antipsychotics and antidepressants. No. How about the thing that your body really needs? Magnesium. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most important types of magnesium and the exact correct amounts. Combat depression and low mood and stress and anxiety. Combat all of these silent killers with the thing that your body actually needs. 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency and they have no idea. It's a really big deal. This is a killer. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do the research for yourself when you go to MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So American medicine in the modern day is built on the assumption that achieving good health requires putting you on a pill. Tens of millions of Americans are depressed and anxious. But instead of just adjusting our harmful lifestyles, we're just putting people on pills to dull their minds. Children are acting up in our suffocating public schools, so we respond by putting them on Ritalin and Adderall. For anyone suffering from chronic pain, the game plan is to hook them on opioid painkillers, which can rapidly escalate to a pill problem, then a heroin habit, and then an overdose death. But none of this is making us healthier or happier, of course. Americans take more prescription drugs than just about any other country, but we're actually less healthy than most wealthy countries. Our life expectancy is falling. Our suicide rates are climbing. We're obese. We're addicted. We're unhappy. The trick to turning all of this around isn't more pills and more surgeries. It's changing our lifestyles and adopting less invasive medical strategies. Justin Finneman is a husband. He's a father of 5. He's also a dog dad to 2 beagles. He's also a national sales director for the clinical division of Curable Premium CBD. He's a strong believer in lifestyle medicine and non-invasive, non-addictive medical solutions. And he joins us now. Justin, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Stu. Very well said. Thank you.
So there is a big problem in this country with people seeking pills and surgeries and invasive medical solutions to problems that we have the answers for with this miracle called CBD. And it can be used in such a wide variety of applications. A lot of people don't even know about it. Why don't you fill us in?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, thank you so much for that overview. That was just absolutely wonderful. CBD is a naturally occurring compound found in the hemp plant. Okay, so it's got a wide, vast array of benefits that can help people all the way from anxiety to reducing pain, whether it's back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, all the way to just patients or individuals that are struggling to sleep at night from any type of pain. It can relax you. It relaxes your muscles. And it just does a wonderful job from a standpoint of reducing overall systemic inflammation in the body.
So, and also psychological, you know, issues that people are dealing with, stress and anxiety, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you mentioned, you know, with, you know, the antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, we don't really get to the root cause of why people are struggling.
Right.
And though oftentimes they can help people in certain ways in regards to mental health, a lot of times there's just nasty side effects that go along with a lot of these medications. So when we're talking about CBD from a hemp plant, that's one of the beautiful things about it, is that it does not have a host of negative side effects like a lot of some of these other, you know, more serious drugs that people are taking for their mental health.
Yeah, they're neurotoxins. And when you put people on them, their life expectancies decrease greatly because they're poisoning their brain. All they're doing is deadening the symptom, which is, I'm feeling stressed out. Oh, well, then let's turn your brain off with this poisonous neurotoxin chemical that some psychopath came up with in a lab somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And what people don't realize is that CBD actually, in certain ways, it actually interacts with something in our bodies, in our brain, called the endocannabinoid system. So this is something that our bodies naturally contain. And when we isolate this compound from the hemp plant, it interacts with that system in indirect ways to help us feel less anxiety, to help us feel better, just overall mood, quality of life, symptoms that people are struggling with because of the stressors of today that we're dealing with.
And people aren't, you know, ingesting CBD and then running around high, and they're not at risk of crashing their car. There's a big misnomer, big misconception about what CBD is. You're not smoking a blunt here.
It's still one of the most common things that come up today is I run into doctors, I run into places of business that will not carry CBD because they think it's a psychoactive drug. And it's obviously being compared to marijuana or THC, which is a cousin, but it does not interact with the brain the same way that THC does. And it is non-psychoactive 100%.
So let's talk about curable specifically. And for those of you that are listening to one of the 1600 radio stations or maybe downloading the podcast, I want to spell this for you. Curable, KURIBL.com. Again, KURIBL.com. This is exciting for me, because this hemp farm is right here in my home state of Minnesota. We don't source this stuff from China or, you know, from India. This stuff comes right here from Minnesota, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, for a number of different reasons, we're excited about our product. But we really believe the family behind this product is really, really what the American dream is all about. You know, this family, what, there's two families that have come together. One side came here from Greece 40 years ago. Literally worked as the grandfather Dino worked as a dishwasher, saved up his money, got his euros into the state fair. Everybody loved him. 40 years later, we've got a chain of restaurants called Dino's here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that family basically came together. Dino's son, Jason, married a gal named Carrie. Okay. Carrie's family is from a long line of family farmers. Okay. So they farm in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And then Carrie's brother, Jeremy, helps us run and facilitate the entire farm process. And then even their father, Brad, is involved with the business as well. So these two companies have been formed by these two, or this company, I'm sorry, has been formed by these two families right here in Minnesota.
And just full disclosure here, the way that I came about Curable is because I coach baseball with Jeremy. And I was dealing with shoulder pain. And he's like, here, try this. I could not freaking believe it. It blew my mind. And he's like, yeah. And this stuff comes from right here. We started talking about the business. I'm like, you know, the Stu Peters audience would love this stuff. What do you think about advertising on the program? And so full disclosure, that's why we're here. And this Curable is, like you talked about the family and it being sourced right here in Minnesota, high quality stuff. It's. I'm telling you, from personal experience, I can give a firsthand testimony. I had chronic shoulder pain. I throw the ball. A lot. I did it a lot through my, you know, playing years, and you just deal with this arthritic pain. I have this endoclavicular arthropathy is what the actual diagnosis is. I'm not taking pills. I'm not having surgery, but now I have like a permanent solution, and actually it never came back. I put this stuff on a few times and the pain never came back. I've been very surprised about it. Do you get testimonies like that a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing because, you know, my specific role is working with clinics and the product, you know, so we've brought this product and made it exclusive. One of our lines exclusive to practitioners and doctors across the United States. And they can't believe when we come back with the patient testimonies. And we really think that has a lot to do with not only just being sourced right here from Minnesota, but the fact that there's a lot of companies that will go out and try to grow hemp. Okay. But there's not a lot of companies that actually process hemp 100% by themselves and have their hands on the final product from very start to the very finish. And that's what we do here. That's what makes us unique. That's why we have an affordable product, but that's also why we have a product that's exactly what it is that we say it is, which is what we put on the label, you know, you're getting back into your body. And that's a big problem with most CBD companies, is that doesn't actually always equate to that.
We're talking with Justin Finneman from Curable Premium CBD. And again, that's KURIBL.com, KURIBL.com. With about a minute and a half left here, I want to address something really important. I briefly alluded to the fact that we're, you know, putting kids on Adderall and Ritalin. They've been diagnosed with allegedly ADHD, or they're hyperactive or other things. This is serious. Kids can ingest and take and use this CBD product to help to curb some of that. And I know that you're not a doctor, and I know that you're not saying that this is a cure. We just want to be very upfront about that. But have you heard success stories with kids that are dealing with these psychological, quote, diagnoses as well?
Yeah, so I'm supposed to be biased, right? But the reality is I don't say anything that isn't true in my life. You know, my daughter, I have a six-year-old daughter. Her name is Violet, okay? And we've tried everything. My wife and I have five kids, five wonderful kids. We've been blessed. But our six-year-old daughter, although be it she's beautiful, she is a lot of work. And we've done everything. We brought her to the doctor. We tried to help her get to sleep better, to calm her down during the day. And finally, I just gave in. And I said, look, even though I'm a believer in this, it's still something different when you decide to, hey, I want to give this to my child. But we just felt like, you know, the side effects were so minimal compared to the upside and the benefit. It's the only thing that has helped our six-year-old sleep through the night. And we have done absolutely everything that you can imagine.
It hits close to home, man. You know, my oldest boy, my number one son, Nolan, you know, it's I love him like... You can't describe the love, right? I mean, you're a father.
Yeah.
But again, a challenge, you know, with just the impulsivity and, you know, the sleeping at night, you know, wants to get up really early in the morning and the brain is moving and it's just time to go. And there's no like napping or anything like that. I mean, he's 10 years old now. Of course, I'm not going to tell him to go take a nap. But, you know, when a child is operating without enough fuel in the tank, and they're impulsive like that, and they're just active all the time, it can be a challenge for the parent. But imagine what they're trying to deal with, you know, psychologically and with their own process as well. So if we can give them something natural like this Curable Premium CBD to help them through the days, you're just doing them a tremendous service. All right, so listen, I want everybody to go here right now. Curable.com, KURIBL.com, and Justin and the great people over at Curable Premium CBD are going to offer you a big discount, 20% off when you use the promo code STU20, STU20 when you go to curable.com. These guys are going to be on the program a lot. We're going to partner with them because we believe in this product and it's sourced right here in the state of Minnesota. Justin, thank you so much for being here and introducing the product to us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Stu. Appreciate you as well.
All right, so there you go. I'm telling you, personal experience, couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Curable.com, KURIBL.com, KURIBL.com for the premium CBD, whether it's stress and anxiety or maybe ADHD, Parkinson's disease, headaches, migraines, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, knee pain, back pain, all of the above. Try these products. I'm telling you, you'll be very happy. Curable.com, KURIBL.com. Use promo code STU20 for 20% off. 20, not 10, STU20, STEW20 when you go to curable.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you you get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
So there's $80 billion of new funding for the IRS. And $45 billion of that is earmarked for enforcement. In other words, hiring more agents to harass the public and get more money out of them for alleged tax violations, more audits. Overall, the IRS is adding another 87,000 people to its workforce. By the way, here's one of the job descriptions that they're hiring for. This is for a criminal investigation special agent. Quote, maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments, unquote. This is an army. This is a secret police force that the government can use to target and attack the American people, you, their domestic enemies. We aren't exaggerating. We have some footage here of the training for this new Gestapo. Look.
During the training, special agents wear protective vests, use handcuffs, toy guns, and radios to communicate with their counterpart agents on the case.
My gun, handcuffs.
That feels weird.
How's it feel?
Heavy. Once you, you know, steal money from the government, you're going down.
Edward Saul joins us now with more on this. Once you steal from the government, you're going down.
Yes, I heard that what she feels about her neighbors, about her parents even. These agents are the college kids that we all hate. They're the Karens, the one that us all masked. And Stu, do you know how much they're getting paid? That young woman who's just giddy about going after her neighbor's money, she's going to be paid a cool $75,000 coming out of college. And guess what? If she does well with taking the money from her fellow Americans, she'll go up to $175,000 with benefits. Stu, this is nothing more than a bureaucratic mercenary force. And the truth of the matter is, we as Americans, me being a first-generation American, thank God you guys gave me citizenship. I love this country. You've been here a lot longer than I have. I'm thinking back to the beginnings of this country. Taxation without representation. Stu, it's not a coincidence that we've come across this. We've come across this training, 87,000 new agents, but also another thing many people may not know about, it's not a coincidence that the IRS earlier this year brought $700,000 worth of ammo. They are preparing for something. I think it's obvious. They're preparing to take money from Americans who refuse to continue fueling endless wars, endless COVID restrictions, and killer drugs. I'm done with it. What do you think?
We're funding our own demise. I've been saying that on this program for a very long time. As I see her and these Karens dressing up in Kevlar, bulletproof vests, and I've got my gun and my handcuffs, and you steal from the government, you're going down. The only solution that I can actually see here is not going just a little bit back this way, but going all the way the opposite direction into a complete tax revolt. Stop paying taxes. This bureaucracy, this corporate government crime syndicate cannot manage to sustain itself without ripping us off. So if we don't give them any money, if we don't feed the beast, we don't fund our own murder and the murder and slaughter of our children and even unborn children. Stop paying taxes. Is that a viable solution?
I think so, Stu. There are many state-level representatives and candidates for office who are saying this right now. They're making this part of their platforms. By the way, the drill that you just saw on TV, they do that about 30 to 40 times a year. This is the Adrian Project at every school where they have an accounting program. That's part of the accounting program at Adrian College, and in this case, a college out in Utah. But the truth of what you just laid out, Stu, I'm not sure if you saw this message today. There was a Florida candidate for House here in the state, Luis Miguel. His message was, he has a plan to deal with this IRS agents and even raids going on places like the Mar-a-Lago. He said, under my plan, all Floridians will have permission to shoot FBI, IRS, and ATF, and all other feds on site. Let freedom ring. Now, of course, we're not endorsing outright violence, but what he's talking about specifically, Stu, is when they don't actually have warrant or a jurisdiction in a case. They're just showing up looking to take your lunch money.
They're a threat to your life, to your liberty, to your property, to your happiness. They're a threat to your God-given, inherent, inalienable rights that you have as a United States citizen, and they should be treated as such, in my opinion. Anthony Sabatini said almost the same thing in Florida, which seems to have its head screwed on straight. And if I were president of the United States, I would abolish all three-letter agencies and start over completely. They are not representative of the people at all whatsoever, and they need to be defunded immediately. Stop paying taxes. Edward Saul, for this footage and for coming here today, we appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too, Steve.
Yeah. And then all of the money that you save by not paying taxes, you just invest and leave it there without pulling it out. And you do it with a like-minded person like Carlos Cortez, an American dissident, a Jesus-loving Christian, the enemy of the deep state, Carlos Cortez. Stop dealing with these communist financial advisors at these heavily advertised firms that are beholden to Wall Street. Wall Street, which is controlled by the Biden regime, which is sold out to the CCP. Your financial advisor is probably a communist without even knowing that they're in league with communism. Do you have any idea what you're investing in? Is it Pfizer? Is it Moderna? You don't know. Call Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com or call him, 813-448-3446. CortezWM.com. Book your personal appointment with him or call him on the phone, 813-448-3446. Until Monday at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe direct to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the car, and when they do, save the